keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we are talking with Steve Dahlberg. He is with the White Tribal Community College in Minnesota. Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Yeah, great. It's great to have you on our show. And now you are going to be helping out with the one of the weekly webinars that Medina Farms in Medina is doing, and that would be root cellaring. You want to tell us a little bit about what that's going to entail this week?
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to mostly talk about it from my experience with it, which is, I think, kind of what most of your listeners would find useful, because not so many people have actual root cellars nowadays. And so I'm going to talk about a variety of different ways that you can use existing spaces like unheated basements or three-season porches and different things like that to work as root cellars and or retrofit a basement to make it work, something that, you know, without a whole lot of expense or time, people can get working for them.
Right. Now, and of course, with this upcoming winter, you know, it's kind of already hitting our area. You know, it's going to be more important than ever to be focusing on root cellaring, right?
Well, I think so. It's my opinion that if anybody was going to do any single retrofit to their house, it would be to convert a space into their basement for a root cellar, because they're such a money-saving type of situation, and it's good for your kind of self-reliance. You know, if you've got a root cellar full of food, it's not quite as big of a crisis. If a storm comes along and you can't get out of your house for a few days or something like that, I mean, those are very realistic possibilities in our part of the world. And the other thing is that you can then buy a lot of bulk foods in large quantities in the fall when the price is low, and store them up through the winter. And so there's a lot of benefits to it, in my opinion.
Right. Now, Steve, is root cellaring kind of a seasonal thing? Is it more used during the winter seasons, or can you also use it, you know, in the springtime or the summertime?
Well, actually, I use it all year round. So my house has an unheated basement, and so, you know, I store a lot of things like apples and potatoes and carrots, and onions are a little iffier to store, but I do keep not a full winter supply of them, but the other things I generally have a whole winter supply of down there. But I also store a lot of different fermented things like pickles and sauerkraut and wines and things like that that are in there all year round. So if you're interested in doing some of those types of things, and I actually teach a lot about those at Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Winter Conference, for example, is one place where I frequently do presentations about it. But those kinds of things are I have all year round in that kind of space.
All right. Steve, is the focus of your webinar that's coming up this Wednesday, is it going to be, you know, root cellaring your own crops or your own personal items from the garden, or is there also the chance to root cellar certain things, you know, that you can buy from the store? If you bought pumpkins from the store, your apples from the store, and is it going to teach people to root cellar those as well?
Oh, yeah. So the focus is not at all about where you get the food from. So you could buy it at a farmer's market, you could buy it at the grocery store, you could grow it yourself. The important thing is how to create a space that will work for you, first of all, and then second of all, what are the things to store there, and what are the how to store that so that they stay in the best condition for the longest period of time.
Okay. All right. And you said before, Steve, that you have experience with this. What other experience have you had with it before? Have you taught classes on root cellaring before?
No, actually, this is the first time I'm teaching a class on root cellaring, but I mean, I've done it my whole life. So the house that I grew up in had a crawl space under an addition that we used as a root cellar all growing up. And so, you know, I have a lot of experience with it. It's just that this was the first time that somebody asked me to do a presentation. And, you know, part of the thing for me is these things that I grew up doing, I think of them as normal, and so it never occurs to me that people would maybe want to learn about it. I just assume that everybody else did it as well. So it seems, you know, it's like teaching somebody how to breathe. You never think about giving a workshop on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I understand 100%. Well, Steve, is there any more information we can get from you at all, or do you know how to how people can sign up for these webinars from Farms?
That would be a Sue Balcom question over there at Farms. The best thing to do would be to get a hold of her, and that way you'd get the most accurate information.
Right, and I believe her email is sbalcom@farms.org. I believe that's correct.
Yes, sbalcom@farms.org.
Perfect. All right. Thank you very much for that, Steve. Steve, thanks for taking time out of your day to come onto our show and let us know what people can get out of your webinar that's coming up this week.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.